that time of year again. Kool-Aid Man, you ready for Christmas?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just the Kool-Aid Man. Just I can understand Lil Jon by himself, but the fucking Kool-Aid Man.
Yes, Atlanta Rap's back, Christmas edition.
This is what we've come to, Lil Jon. All right, but you know good, Tiger Lee. We live from Mauclin, Louisiana, greatest city on earth.
Slash village.
Village.
Slash
suburbial area. Slash
everything.
Everything. Oh, and I'm here with you, sick into my fucking stomach. Not literally, just no, not physically, but literally. Is that right? I don't know. I'm fucking mad.
Physically.
I'm physically ill.
Because you're not really ill.
Either way, fuck y'all. I'm here with the weed drinking, beer drinking, hot dog eating.
I thought I mixed them up.
Benny Boo, what to do?
What's up, Diggity Dave?
Nothing much. Nothing much in Tigers up. All right. Your high scores of the week, and this is counting just the two last playoff games, was Spoose. Even though an honorable mention goes to Johnny. A dishonorable mention
dishonorable
goes to Johnny.
At 199.
Yeah, too bad you couldn't do it when it counted. I can't talk, but yeah, Spoose at 192. A big week off the back of Derrick Henry.
I told you, man. That's why I drafted him.
To drop him for him to cut up for somebody.
Trying to help Foose out. I was like, you know what? Take the keys to the car.
Collusion. Y'all heard it first. You heard it first from Commissioner's mouth. High score. Oh, Derrick
was
Henry.
Was Derrick Henry?
Yeah. Overall, I think it was Hopkins, right?
Oh, yeah, it was Hopkins.
Yeah.
This, yeah, but 39, that's in the losers.
Yeah,
bracket,
yeah.
So.
But, yeah, Derrick Henry had 38. And we had some injuries.
We had some injuries. We had some shit you pants.
Oh, yeah, my bad, yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
Yo,
we had injuries for reasons we shit our pants. Lowest scores is me and Base.
That's right. Y'all took 82 tied.
Points. And
Foose doubled their points and some, and Steven was pretty close.
Yeah. We sucked it up. If I'm not mistaken, I know it was my worst weekend. It was my
In fantasy football, though.
Yeah.
You know, other leagues? I know about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened. Dude, that's just it. You dominate all year, and this is one of the wildest week 15s.
Dude, I've never seen
so many starts. Saquon, 9, number one running back.
Yes.
Now, number two, Gurley, yeah, he did his thing, but last week he sucked. So he might have fucked you in the playoffs if he wasn't having a bye last week. But anyways, Thielen, the number two receiver in the year, big, you know, bullshit. Tyreek missed a big bomb that hit him in the face. They could have changed fantasy
it
days.
Literally hit him in the face.
That's what I'm saying. Phillip Lindsay disappointed, which is not in the playoffs or nothing.
This is one of the worst weeks of fantasy I can ever remember.
Aaron Jones with the injury.
Yeah.
Keenan with the injury. That's the two injuries to the two losing ones this week.
Yeah, bro. It just... And it happened so deep into the season, into the playoffs.
Yeah, it was horrible, man.
It was one of the worst weeks of fantasy. Not just for me. I mean, yeah, it sucked for me. I mean, I won in other leagues, though, with this bad week. But
yeah.
This is one of the worst weeks I remember. Just
where the stars, just Cam Newton, 4 points. Drew Brees, you know.
All your big names shit on you. Majority of your big names, you know, is a surprise. People you were banking on to get you to a championship or another win, it just didn't happen.
The number one pick, Antonio Brown, getting 14, you know. It's not what you want.
Yeah, it was very disappointing for a lot of people.
I mean,
people
Juju even went to 10, so, you know, it's, very, very.
So not just in this league, just fantasy wise, in every league.
Keenan Allen with the 0. We said Kenyon Drake, where Frank Gore goes down, you're like, dude, Kenyon Drake's about to eat. No,
Ballage.
Caleb Ballage is coming in this bitch.
Yeah. Yep, the old Ballage crap.
Yep,
but it happens. That's fantasy.
It does. It's
fantasy. Do your best. You set your lineup.
That's
and
it. We've been talking about it all year long. We've had a good year this year. Tiger Talk has done pretty good.
Yeah.
We used to have Freeman on the show. We had Steven special guest.
Yeah.
Everybody else was scared.
pretty much.
Johnny said he wanted to be on it for like 6 weeks and then he finally stopped.
Yeah. I think he talked once on it.
Yeah, he answered one question.
Yeah.
And I think he said like three words.
That's it.
But, yeah, it was pretty good. So, that's fantasy.
Yes, it is.
That's how it goes. Man, just to let everybody know, we hate every one of y'all, especially the two guys that's in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
We basically did this show for y'all, and it really kills me, too, because I just don't want to talk to none of y'all right now.
I really don't. I can go a whole nother year without seeing or hearing from any of y'all, but the show must go on. So we're here to talk about this trash-ass games that just happened, plus the trash-ass game next week that nobody's going to give a flying fuck about. Except for Foose and Steven. Yeah. And I hope they both tie in every imaginable possible way. And we just void the season because nobody wins. And we just give the money back to everybody. And there's no champion. That's what I'm praying for. I hope for a Christmas miracle, Bubba. Y'all pray with me. All right. What we got next on the agenda?
Basically, this is it. This is the last week. So, I mean... Like, Dodie don't give a shit. He's obviously going to pick 12 again next year.
Yeah.
But,
well, not necessarily.
Not necessarily, 12. But.
Remember, the order this fell out in the postseason is the order. It's not the order you pick. It's the option you will get to pick what pick you want.
Oh, pick five. Harvest Foods.
Yes. So, after this week, it's going to be a final standings. Will it go with
Next Tuesday morning will be the final standings for the year.
Now, are you going to have to manually put that in?
No,
or is it going to pop up?
ESPN, man. It's a beautiful thing. All right.
So, after that, that's where you know, okay, well, I finished third to last. Well, you know, hopefully I get a decent pick out of it.
Yep. Well, I mean, you technically can pick whatever. So, you want to pick 5, 6, 7. So you want to go back to back with 12. The only thing you can't is just whatever the other person in front of you did.
That's it. So whoever's last is fuck. They just get the scraps.
That's it.
He done my manager.
I ran them this shit. Yeah, fuck
OBJ,
Tony.
Fuck me, guy.
Also, just a reminder, Richard, the Golden Douche goes to the worst of the year.
Worst of the season. Prior to the playoffs. And
that is Ricky.
Rose.
So you receive the Golden Douche when Harshad finds it.
Yeah.
And you buy us the keg next year, so.
Good job, bro.
Good job, Rick.
Hey, man, if you can't win, lose. That's what I always say.
that's
what Mama taught me.
That's great.
Yeah. So good job with that. Anything else before we get into these hot matchups from last week?
Oh, bro. I don't think there really is much left to say.
Wow, okay, well, this is running along very smoothly.
Oh, yeah.
Crispy
we'll
cream.
Take a little break and we'll be
hey,
right
Money
back.
Maker Mac, a Christmas song. First thing on my list, go figure, it's a brand new John Cena action figure. Second thing on my list, guess what? It's a really cute girl with a really cute butt. Mike said, Krispy Kreme, hold up. Mom said you're not allowed to touch a girl's butt until you're grown up. That's right, I forgot about that rule. Not allowed to touch butts until you graduate from school. But that's all right, because third on my list is a brand new
job. Have yourself a Krispy Kreme Christmas.
Oh, no doubt. Quits upon it. Krispy Kreme, man, the realest.
We want to give a shout out to a listener, a fan favorite of ours, Grease Monkey, out in LeCount. I want to give a shout out to you, bro. Grease Monkey, doing it big for Point in LeCount.
Shout out to Krispy Kreme. And everybody this Christmas season, because it's the Christmas edition.
It's the last one. It's the last episode, Christmas edition. I want to get everybody to the spirit. Somebody's going to have a nice Tiger League championship trophy with $1,000 to go along for their Christmas. And the loser will have $200. So,
$2 trillion.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right, let's get into last week's fucking bullshit game.
The Marksville Motor Boaters.
Hey, Darnold, and I sucked it up pretty bad.
Bruh. After Thursday night, you come in, I'm sure you're feeling pretty good.
Justin Jackson 16, man. I'm like, dude, that's exactly what I needed. I'm going to win this. I knew it in my mind. I was like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and win it. And then everything went wrong.
Yeah, bro.
From top to bottom. Like I said, AB was 16. It's nice. Hilton with 13. Okay, I can live with that. Bears, 19. For my defense is good. But Cam Newton, 4. Gronk, 5. Sony, 5. Aaron Jones leaves, I believe, the beginning of the second quarter. 0. Out for the game. Even my kicker. 4 points, man. My kicker been killing it for me this year. 4 points.
The old Butker effect.
Hey, man.
I mean, Steven just balled out, bro.
Yeah.
Kenny G, 7 for 146.
This is Darius White. I was so scared.
Hey, bro, I was. It was a low scoring game.
In another league because of Tre'Davious White. And it was not a good, interesting game to watch. It was low scoring, but Kenny G just kept burning them with big catch. After big catch, it was fucking stupid.
Devontae does what he's been doing for weeks at a time now. I mean, shit, 10 weeks straight, 10 plus. I know that. Either 100 or a touchdown. Well, he got 119. And Larry Fitz coming out.
Fucking Fitz, fucking Gerald.
I mean, shit, 7 for 82. And then AK got the fourth quarter touchdown last night.
Yeah.
Kind of seals you up. Oh, I mean, for sure, you were sealed before that.
Oh,
but
hell yeah.
And Deshaun Watson, weekly, I mean, as a player in the NFL, not just fantasy alone, he's getting better every week.
Yep.
He's developing his game. He had 294 yards, 2 touchdowns with that win. It was a good game.
Lamar Miller getting injured.
The first quarter.
Yeah, so he did a good job.
Out for blue, and you just come on in and keep on keeping on,
man. That's all you can do.
Yep. And, I mean, you get an average performance with Houston's defense, but all around, bro, you just crush them. Even your bench. I mean, Allen on the bench for Dave, which would have been prettier, but...
Yeah, at least...
I mean, shit.
Yeah, look better, but that's it. Him and Tim Patrick got me 11. That was a wrap.
Yeah. It just wasn't meant, buddy.
Yeah. But good shit, Steve. Man, you had a good year.
That's the game, the only game we went against each other on, and Steven picked you up. So we are now tied 43-43 for the game picks.
That's right.
And tied it up.
We both picked Foose, right?
Oh, we picked all the rest for the rest. Yeah. No, we actually picked Bays.
Oh, we picked Bays?
Yeah, we
both did that?
Yeah, we both picked Bays.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what happened to Bays.
It started off with Keenan. That Thursday night.
Thursday night.
And Tyreek. So Tyreek and Keenan give him 8 points.
8 points. And that's a shit way to start your week. And then after that,
the rest of the team just got contagious.
Yes.
This shit contagious.
The Redskins bought out, though.
It's Cody Kessler. I mean, it's Jacksonville. Yeah. And Cody Kessler, bullshit.
And Russell Wilson did what he usually does, nothing special.
It's
nothing
like they made a sandwich, 22 and 29 at the bottom, and in the rest, they barely got up to 20-something.
What about your boy, Saquon Barkley? You're a fucking man. What happened, man?
Hey, man.
Why did they look so bad?
He ruined my 11-2 season in Dynasty.
Yeah.
I mean, not just him. Mahomes only getting 21.
But this is your, I mean, Barkley's been going crazy.
Tyreek, Thielen, the number 1 and 2 receivers that I have.
Yeah.
Ebron, I mean, I had a lot go bad for me. But Saquon, he's a 40 burner. He's averaging 30. So, anything,
Tennessee.
I mean, at home. Tennessee. We've been talking about them.
Man.
Them and Buffalo all fucking year long.
Yeah.
They just.
Buffalo would just come out of nowhere and beat a good team. And then Tennessee is just a very. Good,
bad
horrible
team.
Yeah, they do not look good. But there is somebody that looks good in there, but we'll get to him in a minute. But yeah.
Saquon, bro. They just held him in check. And without OBJ, I mean, there was only so much they could do. And the offensive line wasn't playing that good as they've been playing the last 4 weeks.
It happens.
So, Kenyon Drake, like we talked about earlier, he was looking good. And then Ballage coming. And then Godwin with a big goose. And I don't know what happened or... But Tevin Coleman got left on the bench with 32. Still wouldn't have helped. to get a win for him. Man,
but he played against Arizona, who gives it up to the most, every the running back. The
absolute most. Like, that's a, just you, a horrible coach call. If
you
play
Arizona,
call.
You start your running back. It's like what you say, it wouldn't have helped her regardless because Foose, you know, just would have put her away.
Juggernauted, anyway, yeah.
Still, you know.
330-point-plus performers. Gurley, Minnesota's defense, and Derrick Henry. Derrick 170 Henry. Rushing yards and 2 touchdowns.
Derrick fucking Henry. He would not do it next week.
Yeah, he is the number 15th ranked running back in Tiger League.
Because of two games. Really good games and a bunch of other.
You got, bro, back since two, week seven, three. You got a 16, 10, 17, 4, 6, then 12, 78, 38.
That 78 is the whole fucking reason he's at 15. He should be a RB2 at best. Without that fucking game, probably a, I don't know, 2 or 3, but.
Yeah, well.
He gets one more good game, might sneak into that top 12. Who fucking knows?
Phillip Rivers throws that awesome touchdown at the end of the game to Mike Williams Thursday night. That was a great game to watch. That was, yes, a bunch Thursday. Of good games this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Just not for fantasy, but Mike Evans only needed 4 catches, and he was going for 121. And then you get subpars with Juju and Njoku. But DJ got that touchdown in the beginning. That's what saved 3 catches for 68 yards.
Yeah,
the
big catch, yeah.
So that saved DJ's day. So it's going to be good to watch because Foose just demolished Bays horribly. Putridly.
Yeah. So
we both got that wrong. That's fucking nuts,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Foose, you proved us wrong, and now you're in the championship looking for your second
one.
He says one, there. Huh?
He's looking for a second one, buddy. Foose would be the first one to do it 2 times in Tiger if he wins. So we, Steve, come through.
Yeah. I hope they tie in every imaginable way possible where we have to void the season.
Sure. Uh-huh. How would that?
Oh, yeah.
We'd have to veto. We have to vote.
Oh, yeah. I know there should be a winner. They tie in every way. Like, they scored the same. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to raise hell. We're going to have to void this bullshit. I'm looking into this. This is collusion at its finest. All right.
If they don't tie, it's collusion.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's look at the Super Bowl game. Man, it's going to be pretty good. Deshaun Watson at Philly. Philly has no cornerbacks left, I believe. They got a couple.
I mean, they kind of held Jared Goff and his wide receivers in check.
Yes, I know. How about Philly, man? Or is this a resurgence?
Are they about to, make a wild card playoff push?
Hey, man, all they need is Dallas to lose 2 more games. They win 2 more games, and they win the division.
That's it. Meek Mills dropped that hot track album a couple weeks ago. got him right. They back up again. Got him so. Right.
But they got the legendary Nick Foles, a quarterback. Anything is possible. It's almost playoff time, and this is where Philly comes to play. But I'm still not worried about Philly. Deshaun Watson should be fine. Lamar Miller should play. I mean, you want a decent run game, so that'd be nice.
It's gonna be a pretty good game to watch, man.
AK, Pittsburgh, in the dome.
Another great game.
You don't know what to expect. You see, oh man, this might be a fucking shootout, but Pittsburgh just slugged it out with New England. We just slugged it out with Carolina.
I mean, the Saints have the number one ranked defense in the last, 4 or 5 weeks now. We're giving up 12-point-something points up a game.
Hell yeah, so.
And we're number one. I mean, we've the number one defense right now in scoring defense. And since, week 4 or something, we've been the number one scoring defense averaged out. Because at, 17 a game. Averaging 4 sacks a game, bro. Saints defense is balling.
Thank
so,
God his offense is struggling right now.
You don't
know
what's going to happen, you know?
Yes,
I mean,
you expect a shootout. But, like I said, even Pittsburgh's defense at times this year has looked pretty good. Who knows? You'd expect the shootout. You plan for the shootout. We'll have to see Sunday.
And just jumping across, though, that's what I'm saying. I say it's about on par the first 2 matchups between Watson, and then you got Rivers with Baltimore.
Yeah,
he's home.
Yeah.
And he got Melvin back.
Yeah, it's just.
But
Baltimore's defense hasn't been what it's been in the past. They're vulnerable. You can put up points.
That's what I'm saying. It's about push. I mean, he might throw a pick or 2. He'll throw a pick. You know, he ain't afraid to sling it. But and Deshaun can maybe, you know, just repeat last week. It'll be about subpar. And on the flip side, you got Gurley with that nagging knee. I know he's going to play, but how productive? Or
My thing is, I'd be worried about an early blowout. They're at Arizona, yes. Arizona's horrible. We just talked about how bad they are against the run. Gurley come out with a couple big runs, get up on them early. Maybe golf throws. Yeah.
Somebody to score two or three touchdowns.
You know, they go up early. What's to say, hey, let's put in Kelly. Let's put in C.J. Anderson. Let's get these guys some reps. Let Gurley rest his knee for next week. But he has to start because of the situation they're in.
Yeah. I mean, they're playing for keeps.
We both play at 4 o'clock, the Saints and the Rams. So it's not like they can watch to see what happens to us to know, okay, well, let's bench him or not. So, yeah, I believe he starts, but how effective? You got to watch that. He's set up for a big game against Arizona, but he might not have to play the game.
Exactly.
All right. You got Davante Adams at the Jets.
And I'd match him up with Juju.
Yeah.
At New Orleans. Yeah. That's about on par with
those
two.
That's on par.
I mean, Devontae's going to get you the touchdown or he's going to get you 100 yards. It's going to fucking happen. I mean, he's one of the most consistent receivers, if not the most consistent 1/2 receiver all year, you know?
Yeah.
They're
in New York.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see
shouldn't
any.
Matter.
I mean, the way Darnold's throwing the ball and shit, they might could have a little shootout there.
Yeah.
I mean, Green Bay's defense isn't the best. And then you got the flip with Mike Evans and Fitz. I mean, Fitzgerald, he's playing against the Rams, which is going to be a situation like, oh, man, well, they definitely need to throw the ball. But it's just how effective it's going to be. Yeah, last week he was really
good.
I mean, the last 6 weeks he's averaging over 10 points. But the first time they played the Rams, which they had Bradford steal, and they also had
that was a difference.
What was his offensive coordinator?
Oh, yeah.
What's that bitch's name?
Man, it's been a long season.
What is his fucking name? Asshole.
Yeah.
Anyways, until they fired his ass.
And Dallas, that defense, they're in Dallas. Mike Evans is going to be in Dallas.
You got Jones. He's going against Byron Jones, the cornerback. Yeah. So far, your top four positions, I'm almost saying it's evenly matched. So this is where we'll start.
I say even the tight end, man.
With Vance and Njoku. Yeah. I mean, either one is subject to catch a touchdown. That's what you want.
Either one gets in the end zone.
You're okay.
Probably, yeah.
Last time Njoku played Cincinnati a few weeks back, he scored. Vance is always an option to score, especially in this game with the Saints. Being back in the dome, I do see some points are going to be scored by both teams.
Oh, yeah. We're back home. We've been on the road for, you know. Last three weeks?
We've been traveling.
Yeah.
So,
But here we go. This is where it gets in. This is where it's going to come down to it. It's your flex plays, okay? You got David Johnson playing the Rams. We talked earlier. He had a shit game last time, but that was a long,
He had 5 points in week two.
And that was a long time ago. This offense has changed.
It's not better much.
But they focus on DJ. It's going to be interesting to see how they use DJ against the Rams, where they – almost positive they're going to have to move the ball down the field as quick as possible to try to score.
Exactly.
Then you got Kenny Golladay playing Minnesota at home against Minnesota. Golladay was supposed to have a bad week last week playing against Tre'Davious White with that okay Buffalo Bill defense, pretty stout. But now he gets Minnesota. Who knows?
You're right. Who knows? I don't know. Because we thought he was going to get shut down with Buffalo and cut up. Now it's Minnesota. This division. Last time he played Minnesota, though, he only put up 7.
Yeah, but.
But that was still, I think Marvin Jones might have still played that game. Might have been the game he got hurt. But,
Who knows, man?
It's division, so you never know what's going to happen. But
this game's going to come down to. You Kenny Golladay. David Johnson, they can either do good, you know. Who
Both
knows?
Of them, it's kind
it's
of the
a wide
type,
range
yeah.
of outcome. And then this is where
the next one does Derrick Henry actually keep it going against Washington, which Washington's defense has been a pretty decent defense.
It has for the most part of the year.
But I mean, it's just how long can they stand it? I really see Tennessee doing some damage in this game.
I mean,
Washington's just been trickling down. They play Jacksonville. Mariota and his offense is a lot better than Kessler, trust me.
Yeah, I know. The week before that, Saquon cut up.
But yeah, really out of the last 5 weeks for James White, he only had one game in double digits. And that's the concerning part. After he had a 6-week span of 30, 25, 13, 29, 24, 28, Sony's there. Burkhead's there.
Yeah,
he's
and
there.
Burkhead played a lot the other night.
The Devlin's there. Back. So
like I said, man, Burkhead was catching passes the other night.
Exactly.
Burkhead was taking carries from Sony. It's that backfield's a mess now. But I mean, just personally, you go McGuire or James White,
bruh. Especially in a game against Green Bay where they might, I would probably go McGuire. He proved last week against a pretty stout Texas defense. He did some, I mean, it was a goal line carry he scored on, but 18 for 42 is not the best, but I mean, he still had three catches.
Yes.
He's their focal back, and I mean, he has shown flashes in his career.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not saying for you to start him because, I mean,
nah,
you kind of want to, I guess you would say, start your studs.
Yeah, you
kinda, know, but, and James White's still ranked number 11 on the year.
Yeah.
That's RB1. It's just.
They need to, Patriots need to go back to what they was doing early in the year and win, and that is featuring James White because. As far as Sony and Burkhead, right. They can both carry the load.
Exactly.
As far as the passing game,
them quick Deacon, it's like they're
it's unstoppable.
It's like they're McCaffrey. I mean, they just can't run. Basically,
every year they go to the playoffs, they utilize James White like that, and they
Super
run it.
Super Bowl who catches 12 balls and shit.
In
you
the
know,
season,
that's,
they just don't want to. I don't know, but that's still going to be a good
that's
matchup.
They're home Tennessee. Derrick Henry's on fire. Like Derrick Henry is a good running back, and it's proven. You keep rolling your eyes, but like.
Dude.
What opportunities has he had? Now, when they finally make him the focal lead thing, they just pound with him, bro.
He had a good 2 weeks.
Okay. And it could be 3 weeks and finish it out.
It could be.
Against Washington, you know?
I think he has, if he gets, how many carries did he have last week? 33?
Carries?
33 attempts last week.
Yeah, okay. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Exactly. The week before, he had 17.
Yeah, that's when he's just breaking for big yard. That's never happens. That would never happen again in his career.
But look at his touchdowns. He's the goal line back definite now.
I understand that, but Washington isn't going to be scared.
But Washington's
of Mariota.
You're right. But Washington's on the road. They got a lucky win against a team that's basically given up last week.
Okay, that's fine. And yeah, they don't have no offense, but they're
I
not going to be scared.
I love how 2 weeks in a row we are just arguing all over Derrick Henry.
Bruh, this dude will not have that good of a fucking game.
But you don't
have to have
that.
He can have a decent game. He's not giving you 38.
Spot.
He's not giving
just
you.
Just like last week.
Understand where he's at. You don't need
he
him to have that.
He demolished Kenyon Drake last week.
I'm just saying, if I would wake up. When's this game? Saturday. If I'd wake up Sunday morning and check the score and see Derrick Henry only scored 9 points, it wouldn't shock me.
Okay, but that's fine right there.
But you know, not in the fucking Super Bowl, you want everything you get. What happens if DJ has a shit game? What if they shut down?
I mean, I understand.
You know, you never want one player to get 9 points.
No, but I mean, if I get close to 10 from my second flex position, whenever his flex position's a very slump, James, now they're playing Buffalo, which is division. I don't know. I say all Henry got to do is get 10 to get on top of White, unless they utilize him like they should, but it's division. We've then seen Miami come in and whip their ass.
Now, granted, they didn't have Burkhead, but last time they played in Buffalo, James White scored 24 points. Sony might have been out of there.
Sony was out, too.
But still, you take half of that away.
Okay, that'd be the 12. That's on par with Henry's 10. I love the Derrick Henry story, and I do. Well, actually, I didn't pick him. Fuck.
So you rode his dick all off season. You hated him when he fucked you, and now, oh man, this dude's a great fucking running back.
No,
you can't tell
he's
me
not a great
offered...
running back, but he's making a case for himself to be relevant.
18 carries against Houston, 5 points. 18 carries at Jacksonville. Okay, 5 points.
Okay, and that's when there was
11.
Like you
Buffalo,
said, it's a long
five,
season. It's a
12.
Different team.
And they gave him the ball 33 fucking times against the Giants. Because Mariota's trash. Maybe they just realize Mariota's trash and they just have to fucking run the ball. Like I said, it's going to be interesting to see.
I said it last week jokingly, but I really think Derrick Henry can win it all for Foos. But I've picked Steven.
Yeah.
For the thing.
And I'm bitching about how fucking much Derrick Henry sucks.
And
I'm going to pick Foos.
And you're going to pick Foos. So
yes.
That'll make our decision breaker. I mean, regardless, either way it could go. I think it's very close. The projections, I don't see them being close. Like, I think the game's a lot closer than what it is on the projections.
I don't even have
152 to 129.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's going to be a hell of a lot closer than that. And I really do think who's going to win, but I said earlier I was going to go with Steven, so we got to go against it because we're tied and we're not going to finish the season on the tie.
Yeah, we'll take one. You can go Foose. I'll take Steven. I don't give a fuck. I really don't want either one to look.
I know you don't want either one. It's just,
nah, I just... I
think Foose is going to win with Derrick Henry. I'm just saying.
Man, you go with Foose.
I'm going to go with Foose, goddamn.
My original pick was Steven and I changed we can have a...
The debate. Okay, so I'm going to go with Foose because I've been saying this since last week. I said, when he says he had the 78, I was like, Foose, start Derrick Henry. He was like, oh, yeah, definitely. And he did. And he prevailed this week. Start him again, Foose.
Oh, I hope he doesn't do shit and Foose loses. Nothing would make my day.
So, Steve for Dave and Foosey for Ben. Foosey, I hope you do lose. I'm going for you. I mean, I picked you, but I really do hope you lose because I kind of don't want you to be the first one on the trophy twice. So, Steve, go ahead and get up there or just tie like David wishes from y'all.
Yeah.
Hopefully everybody got our Christmas presents.
Yep.
Live from the studio, signature autographs. Save those because they'll probably be worth something one day.
No, no doubt.
Like, easily a fucking fifth of Jim Beam or something.
Oh, hell yeah. Like 40 years from now? Easily.
Oh, yeah. You can get a fifth of old charter by turning in one of those pictures in like 20 years. Like, Carrie's.
Hell yeah.
Gas station. And, if y'all want some of those cool shirts, get them made because I'm not. It's a bitch for me to make ours. I'm like, man, fuck all this. But, it's been a good season. I'm assuming Tiger Talk will come back next year because, I mean, for the most part, everybody listened. Just when some sour people started losing, they just got away from it.
It'll be different.
It'll be different. Well, I mean, we might just have Tiger Talk and our future plans.
Hmm.
You know, that's what I was thinking.
We could do that. Talk about the league. Yeah.
Maybe it won't be as in detail because in our regular, because we are trying to branch out and make an actual legit podcast with this. So thank y'all for y'all's support ahead of time. And, we got plans, we got shit we really want to do. We've had a lot of fun this year doing it.
Oh, no doubt.
I love it. Next year we'll probably come back because, like I said, Tiger Talk brings everybody together. We bitch at each other a lot more. The group message gets live.
I wouldn't know.
Shit we said.
Yeah. I wouldn't
know.
Another
great season of Dave not being in the group.
Yep.
I'm
going to start my own group next year.
That's it.
With none of y'all in it.
Yeah.
Just me.
Fuck nobody. Y'all. Yeah. Just you.
I'm going to come on the show and brag about this awesome fight we had in the group message, and y'all ain't even going to know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I just want to kind of go through the list right now. Ricky, you suck. You buy the keg.
Check.
Trey, fuck you, dude. Like, just literally. You're almost like as bad as Doty. Not quite, but... fuck you too, Trey.
Check.
Sarah, my girl, my dog. I love you. Didn't work out. Made a better look next year. You should have made a trade when you had the chance.
Check.
Like I did to get a couple more wins that saved me from actually buying the keg. Mm-hmm. If I wouldn't have made that trade, I might have been like 1-11. I mean, 1-12.
Yeah, you'd have.
It would have been horrible. So, Foose, thank you, but fuck you. I hope you lose. Steven, fuck you. I hope you lose. Dave, bitch.
Yeah, bitch, you lucky I didn't get that. Ooh. I had you nervous though.
Hey, I'm a sweating. I'm not gonna lie. My co-host,
but don't let me win a dynasty. You better hope Coop blows.
Hey, you ain't beating me, so I mean, yeah, good shit.
Yeah,
good shit. You know, that's what it is.
Let's keep it going.
CBS though, we're gonna win it in CBS. Oh, yeah, Taylor, if you're listening, me and Dave about to take it home in CBS. Johnny, if you know what the Foose, me and you, we tried. We couldn't do it. Me and David's in the championship. Who else? I'm gonna go through.
I don't know.
Arshad.
Oh yeah. Arshad.
Yeah. Hey, bro. I remember trying to trade with you. Hey man, I have a Super Bowl team. I'm about to get it. Hey, you made a good run, but.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you, bud?
Yep.
Yeah, you did have a good run though.
He had a good run.
So you met up with the Marksville Motorboat. Blew you out of there.
Another one that I was thinking of. The girls, the bays.
Good friend. Yeah, y'all both suck.
Y'all don't ever talk that bullshit to me, drunk or sober. I'll make a bet with y'all every fucking, not every year, y'all but not. I'm talking that shit. Y'all ain't shit. We gonna make it to
this. This is a word that I want them to remember. It's a very simple word. It's not hard. It's called fluke.
Oh, fluke.
This was a
fluke ass season.
Enjoy it. You almost made it nowhere. Good job.
Good job. It won't happen again.
No, it will not.
April, Mariah, y'all are trash. I'm saving the best one for last.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But, Taylor Ford.
Oh, yeah.
The second best for last. Taylor Ford, fuck you, man. America's I wish your work schedule wouldn't have been so much so you could stay on the show with us. We're going to talk to you about our upcoming event that we want to try and get big into. You always said you wanted to be in it. I love talking football with you. I love hating you at fantasy. Fuck you. I'm glad you didn't win either. We said
it.
Arshad, or said Sarah, Trey.
What
you
about him?
Richard, Foo, Steve. Fuck myself because I sucked ass this year. I should never fucking fuck that bitch on the TV, Saquon Barkley. Piece of shit. I vouch to y'all I will never be this shitty again. And last but not least, I'm going to say that Tiger League, thank y'all. It's been a great season for most.
Yes, it has. And last
the last motherfucker. Dave, send everybody away.
My home to yours. Fuck you, Dota. And Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a good night.
Oh, yeah.
Too long that I keep my fire. I can't wait to hit a little liar. And every month will be a very special primer for me. Da 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 da. Shake a hand at me, yo. Da 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 da.
What's up, fat boy?
Where the ho-ho-ho's at? I got to work and I got to pop, but you still ain't brought my stove yet. I've been the trap bread missing 12th grade, been on another list in my 12th age. I don't get what I want in 12 days. I'm at the North Pole with my 12 gauge. Tis the season, we lit. Got them bottles of milk and them bookies. Snap some gifts from under the tree and all of them stocks full of them goodies. Running with the sack, but I ain't saying it. No, I ain't the Grinch, but I stole your chick. And she under the mistletoe with my whole clique. Got a dog named Rudolph, he a red no pit.
If I see Santa in the hood, you know we about to be a silent night. I got them cream of triggers on the floor that keep my clients right. Somebody called cute, fell in love with a fix. She a dancer, if it bought that gingerbread in them blitz.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Shake a hand at me, yo. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Saint Nick, bet not come to my city.
My bitty.
A jet move in my city.
Give it up.
Won't show fat boy no pity.
Nope.
I take that like Diddy.
Take
what you got in your house, I wonder. Yeah, I'ma find out on Kwanzaa. Yeah. No, not now, open up.
Open up.
Yo, I'm in your crib on Hanukkah. Crash Christmas parties with my big dog. Paulina being my egg.
No,
seen his thot by the mistletoe. She said she wanted a kiss. I'm like, heck no.
Nah.
Don't play no songs about Rudolph.
Dog.
I'ma set the mood with this young
dog.
My neck so icy, my wrist so icy. I'm in the party like Jack.
Bro.
I got toys, I got socks, I got everything. I'm on the block hanging like a candy cane. I seen a fake Santa, he said, donate. I ran out with the bucket, it had hella chain. Made the naughty list, and I don't give a F.
No,
and I move a lot of midgets, I ain't talking by elf.
They green.
Da 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 da. Yo! Yeah.